grace and truth. The Word became flesh and made his home among us. And the Word proclaimed, I am the light of the world. If you love me, you will obey my teaching, and you will know the truth. Whoever lives by the truth comes into the light. We have one teacher, the Christ. By example, he teaches us the lessons of service, obedience, humility, and forgiveness. Each lesson becomes a prism through which the light of truth reflects the colors of grace upon our lives. Hear the words of the teacher. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and you will find rest for your souls. It is Passover, and the disciples are gathered with their teacher to celebrate the feast. During the meal, Jesus stands, wraps a clean cloth around his waist, and pours water in a basin. Kneeling before his followers, he begins to wash their feet, then dry them with the cloth. Do you understand what I have just done for you? I have set the example. Learn from me. No servant is greater than his master, and no messenger greater than the one who sent him. Do as I have done. Cleansed for service, we are whiter than snow. the words of the teacher. I did not come to be served, but to serve. Be dressed and ready for service. By the gift of God's grace, we become servants. Take the yoke of service and learn. It is evening in Gethsemane, and in the stillness the teacher withdraws to pray alone. Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. Now agonizing over what lies ahead, he continues praying, my Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. As he surrenders to the embrace of obedience, great beads of sweat begin to fall from his face upon the ground like drops of wine-red blood.
Go to the dark.
Hear the words of the teacher. I obey my Father's commands and remain in his love. If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. Through Christ, we receive grace to the obedience that comes through faith. Take the yoke of obedience and learn. It is daylight at the Praetorium, where the governor hands the teacher over to be crucified. The soldiers twist together a crown of thorns and place it on his head. Stripping his clothes from him, they lay a purple robe across his shoulders and place a staff in his hand. With a thirst for ridicule, the soldiers kneel before him as they cry, Hail, King of the Jews! Bruised and beaten, spit upon and scorned, he endures insult and shame. Finally, as he stands silent beneath its weight, the soldiers strip him of the purple robe.
Surely you have won.
hear the words of the teacher. I am gentle and humble in heart. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Be clothed with humility, for God gives grace to the humble. Take the yoke of humility and learn. It is afternoon on the hill called Golgotha, pierced for our sins, crushed for our iniquities. The teacher hangs, suspended on a cross. Although his body is suffused with pain, his heart overflows with grace as he cries, Father, forgive them. For they do not understand what they are doing. Darkness shrouds the earth as the sun hides its face in sorrow, and the sky grows black as midnight.
Place where tears grow.
Hear the words of the teacher. Take heart, your sins are forgiven. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. In Christ we have forgiveness according to the riches of God's grace. Take the yoke of forgiveness and learn.
Thank you. Thank you.